Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me this evening on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your fabulous host of the show. We're going to continue basically our conversation for those of you that joined us yesterday. We are talking with different small businesses and trying to focus the entire month of December and talking to small businesses about very, very cool Christmas gifts. Now, yesterday, Kimberly Ann of Sweet Laxations kicked off the month-long series and gave away a wonderful $50 voucher to one of our folks inside the chat room, Jenna, I believe it was. And also, don't forget, 25% discount off of any candle with her. It doesn't matter what the price is. In the second half of the show, our wonderful friend Danielle Jennings was here with us, and Danielle talked about holiday giving. She is the founder of a nonprofit organization, which is called Blessed Haven. So we talked about that she's got 90 kids, and she's hoping that that they are able to give these 90 foster care kids a wonderful Christmas holiday season. So if you've got anything, you know, extra, make sure you check out Blessed Haven to be able to help those kids as well. Also, I want to say that the chat room is open. Had a little problems earlier this evening trying to get it open, but it is open. So for those of you that are in the chat room and joining us, it's so great to see you here so far this evening. But tonight we are going to be talking about online shopping, and also the second half of the show, Michael Kay is going to join me about a lot of the scams that are out there as well. But tonight, pretty much the first part of the show, we are going to be talking to a young lady that I met on Facebook, and I told her that when the time was right, I wanted to get her on the show and feature her and her website. And Imani Lola Harris is her name, and she is on the line. So we'll go ahead and get the conversation started. So that we can go ahead and chat with her. And basically, you know, she's just got this fabulous website where you're able to go on her website and just order pretty much anything that you are interested in. So I am looking forward to having that conversation with her. And again, I do believe that she's on the line, so go ahead and see if I can bring her in on the conversation to get it started so far this evening. Imani, hi. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hello, and thank you so much for being on At Home with Victoria. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just humbled to be on the show with you. And hello, Michael, and everyone that's on tonight.
Well, Michael is going to actually join me a little bit later on in the show, but I do want to say hello to Cheryl and Michael Mommy Resource Network, Speak to Inspire Victorious, and all of our guests that we have inside of the chat room. So, as always, I want to thank all of you guys so much for joining us. Now, Michael is putting the name of your website, which is www.divineshoppersdream.com, inside the chat room. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about the website, and when folks go on there, what is it that they can expect to find?
Well, basically, on divineshoppersdream.info, basically, DSD Marketing, it is an online shopping mall where basically they can shop on over 700 different merchants. And what they can do is they have various merchants on there that provide cash back on the different purchases that they purchase through these different merchants through my website, which is awesome. And also,
yeah, I have seen the website, and it is pretty awesome. Talk about some of the different stores and, you know, different places that people can shop there.
Well, of course, everyone knows about Macy's.com. Macy's is on there, and they offer up to 2% cash back. Restaurant.com, everyone loves to go out to eat. They also offer up to 12% cash back, and they also have great discounts on their gift cards and gift certificates on different places that they can go out there to get gift certificates for different restaurants. Barnes & Noble, hey, who doesn't love to read a book? They have up to 3% on cash back. Old Navy's on there. Express, American Greeting Cards is on there. The wonderful thing about there is that they have different categories. from apparel, automotive, beauty, books, cards, child, coffee and tea, computers, just about anything that's out there, it can meet the needs of everybody. You
and
like
also,
HGTV? Home and office is on there. That's the great thing. That's about it.
As we speak right now, I'm actually looking at the website. And again, just to let those of you that are joining us, Michael does have the website information inside the chat room. It's www.divineshoppersdream.com. Now, I see a couple of my favorite stores on here. Of course, everybody loves Walmart. I see the Gap on here, the Limited, as well as Kohl's. So you definitely have all the major department stores on here.
Yes, and what's also good is when each person registers onto the website, they are able to save their favorites. So then they don't have to keep clicking and typing in their favorite, you know, shop in there and trying to search through all 700-plus merchants. They can save their favorites on the left-hand side. So all they have to do is just click and go straight to Express, or click and go to beauty.com. What's also great is we have specialty stores like Gina Alexander. She is the handbag to the stars. And what she does is she can take a photo of a trip or of your child, and she can make a handbag out of that photo. So you can have a personalized bag of a photo of a trip or of your wedding or of an anniversary or of your child or family, and it will be a photo, a bag that's unique to you of a special memory. We also have another specialty store called Diamond Ice Prints, where you can also take a photo and have it etched in ice. So it can be very specialized to you.
Let me stop you for a quick second, because I do have a lot of questions in that people are asking questions as we go on the show. So let me just get a couple of questions in. My good friend Cheryl Wood wants to know, she basically says, all this sounds too good to be true. What's the catch, and do you pay for the service?
No, it is completely free to register on my online shopping mall. It's free to sign up. And then all you have to do is to get the cash back benefit is you just have to go through my online shopping mall to click directly to the merchant. That's the agreement with the company that sets up the website with these merchants to have the benefit of the cash back. If you have to go through the online shopping mall to get the cash back benefit. Then once you accrue so much cash back, at least over $3, they send you a check in the mail of all the cash back that you accrued. It doesn't come to me at all. It goes straight to customer of how much they accrue in cash back. So it's so easy if you constantly shop. It goes straight to the customer.
Marnie, let me ask you something, because I'm getting a feedback. If you have the volume somehow in your house turned up so that you're listening to the show, do me a favor and turn it down, because I can tell as you and I talk there's a bit of a delay, so I think you may have the volume up some.
Okay.
So if you do, just do me a favor, and just turn that down so that you don't actually hear that, because it's sort of a 30, 40-second delay with the conversation. I just wanted to make sure that that's okay. Cheryl inside the chat room is saying that is a pretty good deal, and that she's definitely interested in trying to support you in the site. And she has a question also. She says, what about handbags? Are there any particular stores there that focus on handbags besides the, you know, your sort of major stores that you talked about, like Macy's and Kohl's and Walmart?
Yes, there's different other places. Of course, you have like Express. You have your smaller stores. Of course, Gina Alexander is the more major one. She does the handbags for the stars. She does a specialty one. But there are little other smaller stores, like off-name ones, like, you know, Old Navy, Beauty.com, Overstock.com is also on there as well. So there's other little ones that if you search them, they're in there. The Limited is also in there, Gap. So there's so many different ones. There's 700 plus. So So you can just find so many different ones. And there's Teleflora is also on there, FPD, you know, so you can also shop on there and have someone have flowers sent, you know, to them. So there's just so many different things that you can find on there that you wouldn't think would be on there that's on there to help cater and meet the needs of everyone. So you don't have to go and be in the hustle and bustle every day to try and get all these things done, you know, where you can just do it at home and then also get all this cash back accrued to help save a little bit of money that you can use to put for gas in your car or to help with some groceries or, you know, just to save aside, you know, to help with some other, you know, things that you're taking care of.
And, you know, also online shopping as well. I know Cyber Monday, a lot of stores and businesses always, of course, have sales on the internet. So, and I do believe there was some a study that came out and some information that I was reading that talked about every single year online shopping gets popular and popular because, like you just mentioned a few seconds ago, a lot of people, you know, don't necessarily want to be out there in the stores. It's easy for them just to do it online and also to be able to have everything delivered to their house so they don't have to worry about anything. But some other categories on here that you didn't mention that I also want to mention, not only because I have a dog, they're also pet supplies as well as party supplies, sports and outdoors, toys and games, including travel. Of course, jewelry and watches, home improvement, as well as home and garden, health, nutrition, and weight loss. So pretty much, you know, when you're on the website and you kind of maneuver around it, any category, I assure you that you think of, it is very much on this website itself. Now, let me ask you, how did you get started in this business of doing this with the website?
Someone actually started talking to me about it on Facebook and basically just, you know, kind of talked to me about it. And it's like, hey, you know, look at this little, you know, 5-10 second video. I looked at it. And at the time, basically they were doing a special for most people that go into the business. It usually does cost about $200-something to get, you know, the website started, but then they dropped the price down to just $49.95 a month to have the website up. But now they're having it for some people, for more, a lot of people, that they can actually get into having their own website for free. with someone who has a license like I do, is that they can have someone who has a license like I do, they can get their own website for free. And they can do the same thing I'm doing. They can shop on it themselves, and they can have their friends and their family shop on it and also get the same discounts and benefits of, or, you know, getting their own tickets for traveling, getting, you know, cruise deals, shopping and getting their own, you know, cash back and things like that. And the other benefit as well as if they have their own website on the other side is they also get the commission.
Let me get a 30% commission. If I can throw in another question, please. Also inside the chat room, everybody wants to know about shipping. Is it done UPS or done through UPS or Federal Express?
It depends on the merchant. It all goes through the merchant. So most of the merchants, they either do FedEx or they do UPS ground. It all depends on once they get to the merchant's website, what the merchant's preferred shipping is. And a lot of times with the merchant, a lot of times they do free shipping. Some of them will do no tax. So that's also another benefit is they have a lot of added incentives online, especially with how they have Cyber Monday, they have Black Friday, they have Small Business Saturday. So that's another incentive of shopping online, too, is you have more special deals and incentives online that you don't see in the store.
And how long have you had this business and this website up? And the second part to that question is, how is it working for you so far?
I've had this website for about 4 months, and it's working pretty well. You know, as you get people more accustomed and letting them know about the website and just how everything is so accessible in one place, they love it. because it's better than having to go, okay, go to Web Macy's, shop there, do that, then go to Barnes & Noble, do everything there, shop that. It's all in one place here. And also they can do all their insurance quotes here as well for free than having to go and shop for that as well. In a sense, it's like a one-stop shop. They can look for insurance. They can look for travel. They now can look for, you know, their entertainment, you know, services such as cell phones. They can look for, you know, cable and Dish Network is on here as well. So everything is like all in one place on this one website, which is a big benefit. And it helps people save time instead of having to search in Google and look for all different places, all in different, in one space. It's all in one spot form right here.
And tell us the name once again of the website, and also if anybody is interested in contacting you on Facebook or how they can contact you if they have more questions, more detailed questions about the website and how it works.
Okay. The name of the website again is DSD Marketing, and the website address is www.divineshoppersdream.com. And they can reach me on Facebook. I also have DSD Marketing Online is the actual page, or they can contact me at Amani Lula Harris as well.
And that would be, and again, like she did mention, she is also on Facebook. And a lot of times when the show is over, if any of you are interested, I do take the information, and the show itself is on my page. So, of course, you can always go to my page if you're interested and add her on there. Another question that I have, this is one that's not from the chat room. This is an email that I am getting in right now from a young lady who is listening in Florida. She wants to know if you can talk about the children and infants. I guess she's got a newborn baby, and are there any stores that she could utilize for that?
Yes. We have one called A Letter from Santa, and they do basically little envelopes and letters mailed from the South Pole, and they can do things like that, and they do 12.5%. They have a place called Again a Baby, and they do strollers and different products from that. They have a place called All About Dance, which is dancewear industry. They have a place called Baby Signs, Baby Earth, Baby to Be, which is for prenatal moms. Banana Republic helps with that. They have Bliss Living, Buy Cosmetics, Clickin' Kids, Comfort First. They got the Corner Stork Baby Gifts, Crayola, Diapers.com, the Disney Store, Gap Baby is also on there. So there's about 52 pages.
I was going to say, I think it's pretty clear that there is certainly a lot. So if any of you, you know, like this idea, you know, I just encourage you to go to the website and check it out. And like you said, maybe it would be easier that you don't have to go and click on to all these different stores, but yet you have every single thing underneath one roof. And there is also a question this young lady says she doesn't quite understand. So do you have to have an account, obviously, in order to order through this. Is that correct?
You just have to register onto the site, and then that's how you're able to reap the cash back incentive. If you don't want the cash back, you can still shop through the website. You just won't get the cash back incentives if you're not registered, which is free. You don't pay anything to be registered on the site. But if you don't have an account on the site, then you won't be recognized for the cash back incentive.
And another question is, and this is actually since time, we've pretty much, I can't believe our 20 minutes we have has gone by so fast. I guess this will have to be the last question. If, in fact, they do order something and they do it through you, will you get sort of a credit or something for it as a result of that to help you out?
Yes, ma'am. Anytime someone orders through any of the merchants through the website, I get a 30% commission.
Okay. All right. Well, There you go. So, everybody, if you want to, Michael and everyone, of course, inside the chat room says that they like the idea of getting cash back. So if you want to support her in her business, you know, make sure you check out her website. I'm looking at it right now, and it is pretty much every single thing in one-stop shop. So it doesn't cost you anything, which I think is the most important thing that that you might be confused about. It doesn't cost you anything to have an account and to sign up for it. So if you want to get sort of all of your shopping done at one central place, then you may want to consider a service like this. But, Imani, thank you so much for taking the time to be on. And I told you I didn't want you to be nervous or anything in my emails because the time goes by so fast. We've been on the air for 20 minutes already, so it goes by pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, but thank you so much for having me on the show. I do appreciate it.
And we and I will actually continue, you know, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, I'm doing a month-long special, so I will continue to talk about your website and make sure that I let everybody know that your website is there and to also make sure that they go and take advantage of it. So thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, my sidekick should be on the line joining me, Michael Kay. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well. She is a lovely, lovely lady.
Yes, we always just have absolutely wonderful people on the show. And I really wanted her to come on because this was something new for her that she was starting. So I thought it would be a good idea, you know, if you're going to do some online shopping anyway and it can help her out since we all like to support each other, then it would be a good idea to check out Imani's website. And, again, just to let everybody know, it's www.divineshoppersdream.com. You can also find her on Facebook. And, again, if you have any more questions for her, you know, you can just kind of ask her, and I'm sure she'll be able to answer some of those. Now, the flip side of the conversation that Michael and I wanted to talk about, and I do stories on this every single season, is kind of talking about, you know, if you are going to shop online, just to really be careful, Michael, of a lot of scams out there because, you know, as the holiday season approaches, crooks never, ever take a break. So Michael found this incredible website that talk about scams and what we should look out for. So please do share your information that you found out, Michael.
Absolutely. There's five ones to go ahead and look out for. Number one is the fly-by-night web merchants. They're the ones who go ahead and purchase bulk items of the hottest gift. The hottest gift right now I looked up on Holiday Gift Guide is these Lego things that are selling out of the Toys R Us and those types of places. But what they do is they say they buy a lot of them, pass the savings on to you. What happens is there is no gift, there is no nothing. You go ahead and give your credit card information. You don't receive the product, and actually that is a scam for identity theft, which is really, really interesting. All of these ones I find so funny that people couldn't use their mind for good. They have to. I don't know how people think up of some of these scams. There's a phishing scam, and it's usually run by someone who will use your credit card information to charge more products and services to your account or sell your information to identity thieves, too. So that one's to watch out for. Charity scams during the holiday season, you know, everybody's a little more depressed. Everybody is a little bit more in the giving mood. So the scammers may pose themselves as representatives of charitable organizations that are real and or sound real kind of a thing. But at this time of the year, the emotion is what gets people going on. So anything, if you want to give to the American Cancer Society, go to theamericancancersociety.org. Go directly to the link. Type in the URL yourself. Don't go through another link or site because that's how they go ahead and screw you kind of a thing. Victoria, this one is interesting. You know how you're at the checkout, Borders, Starbucks, and there's all those gift cards right by the point of sales type? Pick the gift cards that have the ones that you have to scratch the back of the card off to reveal the number, because what these people are doing is they are taking the number, standing in full view, writing it down, and then they keep calling in to check and see if that card has been activated. And then what they do is make online purchases so it can't be traced.
You don't
have the card, yeah.
That one was, I remember a couple of years ago, my television station, we did a special report on, because that one was when sort of gift cards were really, really big. So that one was something that a lot of people just don't think about. And if you think about it, when you are in the grocery store or at any stores, Walmart, whatever store you shop at, you see that little center that has every single gift card possible. Yeah, you look on the back and the numbers are on there. So I just remember it was the Consumer Regulatory Agency that were emailing all the television stations in the U.S., asking us to make sure that we do a story on that, because that was really becoming a problem, because a lot of people were complaining to the Better Business Bureau that they had purchased these gift cards, and then they went to go use them, and it was already used. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Also, too, you know how you get those e-cards in your inbox? You know, so-and-so sent you an e-card and stuff like that. Make sure it's someone you actually know. I mean, if I send you an e-card, Victoria, I'm going to say it's from Michael Coach, kind of a thing. But for the ones that say relative and neighbor or friend, those ones contain your phishing viruses. Those are the ones that are going to go in your computer, gather your information, and again, that information is sold to other people, which I didn't even understand how the hell that could happen. But, I mean, apparently it does, and it happens a lot. Some Christmas and holiday tips. If you're going to pay with cash or credit card, don't use your debit card. Your debit card has a direct link to all of your immediate money that can be taken. Granted, the bank may go ahead and refund your money, but it's just better to have a trail on your credit card or pay cash. You can't overspend. Little tips like that.
Right.
And keep in mind that December 16th is your last day for Christmas delivery. So if you don't have free shipping after that, you're going to pay through the nose, just to go ahead and save some money. Because this Christmas season, everybody, I just got those numbers in on Black Friday, they did $43 billion of online sales, and the sales from your main department stores, too. So people are back spending, so spend wisely.
Yeah, for sure. And I was actually very, very, very happy to hear that as I was looking at some of the reports that were coming in and watching the news and getting the information personally myself that the folks were spending and that the economy was a little bit better. But I know also, critics will say, well, it's the holiday season, so of course people are spending more. But still, whatever you believe or, your thoughts on that are, I was very, very happy to see that that retail numbers in terms of spending was definitely up this season. So I was very, very happy to hear that. But something that I wanted to add to that, and I've done many, many stories on this, and I thought about it even yesterday when I was just kind of out and about at the grocery store, and especially because it gets dark earlier now, for women, and I believe CNN did a story on this, to always make sure that you're aware of your surroundings. Because a lot of times as women, we're doing shopping, we'll have, two or three bags in our hand, and we've got our purse, and you're juggling a cell phone, and you're trying to get your keys. So a lot of the law enforcement experts, like to tell you, and my brother, who's a detective in Washington, D.C., he says to me all the time, make sure when you leave a store that you have your keys out, they're in your hand, they're ready to go, so that when you get to your car, there's no need for you to have to stand there and look through your purse. And as most women, we definitely have a lot of stuff in our purses, so it can take a long time to just simply find your keys. So that way, you can just be a little bit more alert and don't have to worry about somebody mugging you and, taking something from you. And another tip, now this is something, Michael, that drives me crazy, and it's not only the holiday season. It drives me crazy because I've done so many stories on this. When women are inside the grocery store shopping and you have a shopping cart, and women have a tendency to take their purse and stick it in that little basket in the shopping cart and will turn their back and start shopping. I mean, there's so many women, and again, I've done stories on this, that have literally had their purse taken in stores, and also, or have had, when they turn their back to go look at, to read some labels, have had somebody walk by and just go right inside, because it's always open, and just take their wallet, and they just keep walking, and you never know what happened. But I want everybody to kind of think about that, and just kind of, even tomorrow, the next day when you're in the stores, take a look at that. I guarantee you, you're going to see women that will just take their purse, stick it inside the shopping cart, and just kind of, you know, look around for whatever it is that they're looking at, and they don't actually have their purse. So that is just like a real, real, real biggie for me.
That, and please put your gifts in the trunk of your car, not in your back seat. I don't know how many times I leave, I go to the mall, I'm walking back, it's like, that's a car full. And then they're very shocked when they come out and the windows are busted and their gifts are stolen. So please just try and beat all of the freaks out there and have a very Merry Christmas and don't be a victim of such baloney.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. And speaking of that, I am about to travel, so I was happy that I didn't have to do tonight's show from the road. So as soon as the show is over, I'm going to be headed out, Michael, to Connecticut and to the Big Apple, gone for a couple of days business and also for pleasure. So I'll still be on Facebook. I may not be on there as much, but just to let everybody know, if you don't see me on Facebook for the next couple of days, it's because I am out there traveling. But also, Michael, I see that you put that information, Scam Busters, inside the chat room.
Right.
So that would be great, Cheryl and everybody, if you guys could take that website and just kind of pass it along on Facebook for everybody to look at, because that is really, really good information there.
Right, absolutely. And I just want to let you know that I finished all of my Christmas shopping today.
You're done?
I went to Sweet Waxations. And I talked to Miss Kimberly Ann, Kimberly Ann, and I'm sending everything from there. I'm just doing everything, because everybody loves a candle, and like I said, that's what I'm all doing. She's going to ship it for me, she's going to include a personal message, she's wrapping it, and she's sending it, so... Yeah, I'm done.
And plus, besides that, you could not beat that, because she's also giving you 25% off of any candle.
I know. And not that I'm cheap, but I mean, right now it's a tough year for everybody, and quite frankly, that's just perfect. And, you know, I'm at the age, Victoria, where I know Santa Claus, okay, we get it, you know, kind of a thing. It's no big joke, you know, he ran over the Easter Bunny.
Right.
So I was just happy that
everybody knows.
And everybody in my family. I just got to get something for my niece and ship it out, but that's about it. But,
right.
Yeah, so I'm going to enjoy telling that to people and having them be mad at me for being done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am actually pretty much done. And I have to say, really, for Christmas, I give more of a list for my birthday than I do Christmas. So I basically told my sweetheart, the only thing that I actually want for Christmas, and I normally want stuff for the house, I really want that steamer for the floors. I'm sure everybody
wants that. Oh, I want that thing, too, the thing that cleans and
sanitizes
that's the thing I want.
That really is the only thing that I want. So that's the only thing that I have on my list. I'm sort of keeping my fingers crossed and hope that I get that, because I've got hardwood floors throughout pretty much most of my house, at least on the first level. So I just think that would be great in terms of getting the dirt and the germs up. So I hope I get that.
Okay. Well, we'll see what Santa brings you.
All right. Well, you go ahead and say your goodbyes to everybody, Michael, and then I'm going to say my goodbyes.
All right, everybody. I want to go ahead and thank you for listening tonight. I want to thank Chris Taylor, guest 5579, guest 5623, Speak to Inspire, Victorious. And I know mom was in the chat room earlier, too, so I want to wish you all a very warm day. It was raining here all bloody day, and it was cold, but I was inside, so I didn't care. And, Victoria, I wish you the safest trip with the doctor, and have a fun time up in Connecticut.
All right, I will, and I will. You and I will be back on the air next week. We've got fashion designer, HSN designer, the one and only Anthony, who is going to be on. I've got Petra with Airborne, who's got some great discounts, is going to be on. Also, she's got Papers, one of Jules' favorite businesses, is going to be on, as well as T3 Solutions to talk about, if you're a small business, about websites and how to market your business. So we've got a lot of stuff taking place also next week. So, Michael, darling, I will talk to you very soon, and we'll be back on the air next week. Good night.
You got it, doll. Be safe. Good night, everybody.
And again, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen tonight. And, of course, our main person that we talked to tonight was talking about her website. That was Miss Amani Lola Harris. Her website is inside the chat room. I'm going to go back and see if I can find it. I'm kind of multitasking here, but it's www.divineshoppersdream.com. And again, you can find a link to her website on my site as well. And again, I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen tonight. Just be careful when you're out there shopping. And also, Cheryl Wood, moms are best. Always love you so much. And I know, actually, Cheryl's got 44 more books that she needs to sell. You know, everybody, she came out with her book. So we need to help her with that. She's just got 44 more that she needs to pre-order. So you can get that information from Cheryl on her wall. And also, Jewel Green has an event coming up, Christmas party as well. So we're going to talk about that next week. But in any event, as always, thank you so much for listening. And I'm off to Connecticut and the Big Apple. Good night, everyone.